This hour's newscast is sponsored by North Star Bank, guiding the way with locations throughout the Thumb area. Member FDIC, North Star Bank. Here is the latest news from the Associated Press and the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Dina Bruderek. Communities across three local counties gathered for the annual pinwheel planting ceremony at the Huron County Building. This event, held in honor of Child Abuse Prevention Month, featured volunteers planting bright blue pinwheels, symbolizing hope for a better future for children. Reflecting on the ceremony, Caitlin Stone Weber, future director of the Children's Advocacy Centers of Cann Council, highlighted the significance of the pinwheels as symbols of child abuse prevention. She emphasized that each pinwheel planted represents a commitment to advocating for every child's rights and well-being. Sharon Norman, Cann Council Prevention Coordinator, stressed the importance of initiating conversations about child abuse prevalence, early intervention, and support resources. She urged attendees to pledge to be advocates for change and champions for every child's safety and well-being. The concept of community responsibility resonated strongly during the ceremony, with attendees recognizing the collective effort needed to create a safe environment for children. Huron County Prosecutor Tim Rutkowski emphasized the role of community involvement in the fight against child abuse and neglect, urging everyone to contribute through volunteering, advocating for policy change, supporting prevention programs financially, or simply being a supportive presence in a child's life. And dozens of the children of Flint, Michigan's lead-contaminated water crisis have turned their trauma into advocacy 10 years after it began. Now, as teenagers and young adults, they're providing input on public health initiatives, campaigning for social issues, distributing filters, and providing free water testing for homeowners. The crisis was set in motion April 25th of 2014, when the city of Flint halted the flow of water supplied by Detroit for decades. Flint still struggles with issues like population loss, poverty, and school achievement, but young activists say they hope to make a difference and defy those expectations. And investigators in Michigan need more time to collect information before charges are filed in the deaths of two young siblings who were killed by a suspected drunken driver at a birthday party. The Monroe County prosecutor says he anticipates charges Tuesday. A 66-year-old woman drove into the Swan Creek Boat Club in Berlin Township, killing an 8-year-old girl and her 5-year-old brother at a Saturday birthday party attended by children and parents. Another sibling was among others with severe injuries. There was no update on their conditions Monday. And we'll be back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news after this.
Save time and money with North Star Bank's construction financing. They simplify your construction loan with a one-time closing during the construction to permanent loan process.
Right now, North Star Bank is offering a construction loan special. This is Lori Shornack, First Vice President and Mortgage Loan Officer at North Star Bank. You're sure to enjoy a 0.25% rate reduction, and we're waiving the $395 processing fee.
And I'm Diane Gibbard, Vice President and Mortgage Loan Officer at North Star Bank. When you're ready to apply for a home construction loan, give us a call as we also offer a free pre-qualification to simplify the home mortgage process. We'll walk you through it and be there to help you every step of the way.
Who you bank with matters. If you're looking to build your home, you can trust North Star Bank's mortgage lenders. The right financing will take some of the stress out of your project. Plus, take advantage of their construction loan special. Contact the lender for cost estimate. One discount is permitted per loan. Offer is valid for a limited time only. It can be canceled at any time. Loans are subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
And we're back here on Thumb Broadcasting with more news. Dozens of the children of Flint, Michigan's lead-contaminated water crisis have turned their trauma into advocacy 10 years after it began. Now, as teenagers and young adults, they're providing input on public health initiatives, campaigning for social issues, distributing filters, and providing free water testing for homeowners. The crisis was set in motion April 25th of 2014, when the city of Flint halted the flow of water supplied by Detroit for decades. Flint still struggles with issues like population loss, poverty, and school achievement. But young activists say they hope to make a difference and defy those expectations. And Columbia University canceled in-person classes and police arrested dozens of students at New York University and Yale as tensions over Israel's war with Hamas continue to grow on U.S. college campuses. The moves at the Ivy League schools came hours before Monday evening's start of the Jewish holiday of Passover. A New Haven, Connecticut police spokesperson said about 45 protesters were arrested at Yale on Monday morning and charged with misdemeanor trespassing. All were being released on promises to appear in court later. Following arrests last week at Columbia, pro-Palestinian demonstrators set up encampments on other campuses around the country, including at the University of Michigan, the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, and the University of North Carolina. And with cameras not allowed at former President Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York, live news blogs are coming into their own as an important news tool. During opening statements on Monday, CNN used a third of its screen for printed dispatches from its reporters in the courtroom. Live blogs were also big parts of coverage by traditional outlets like the New York Times, Washington Post, and Associated Press. These outlets have used blogs for big events in the past, but unlike something like the Academy Awards, there's no traditional television coverage as competition. And that's the news we have for this hour here on Thumb Broadcasting. I'm Dina Bruderick. For the latest Thumb area news anytime, just head on over to thumbnet.net. This hour's newscast is sponsored by North Star Bank, guiding the way with locations throughout the Thumb area. Member FDIC, North Star Bank.